Chapter 3. Embracing the Abundant Mindset. To consistently achieve the ideal day at your practice, you must have an abundant mindset. It's required. Answer these next few questions honestly. Do you have an abundant mindset or a scarcity mindset? Are you fearful of having a generous bonus system to reward your team for their hard work? Are you fearful of going completely fee-for-service or at least dropping those insurance plans that you're consistently losing money on? Do you believe you must work 4, 5, or 6 days a week and each day at least 8 hours long to be successful? Do you believe that you must always be stressed and always busy to the point of exhaustion to be successful? Fear is at the heart of a scarcity mindset. You must adopt an abundant mindset if you are going to be a successful dentist and enjoy more of life outside your practice. Positivity is a big part of it, and it's essential to stop prejudging what patients want. These two key components play a huge role in embracing the abundant mindset. Every Christmas season, Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol plays on multiple television channels. Ebenezer Scrooge is the poster person for the scarcity mindset. But after being visited by 3 ghosts, he learns that being a miser does not align with his true essence. It's in our true nature to share our abundance. If it was normal to be greedy, to have a scarcity mindset, then stories like A Christmas Carol and It's a Wonderful Life, which is also about having an abundant mindset, would not be so popular. The good news is that if you have scarcity tendencies, you can change. What can you do for your patients or team that shows you have an abundant mindset? Instead of starting your morning huddle with a complaint or a low-energy topic, begin it with a great story about how your dentistry changed the life of one or more of your patients. This positivity will inspire your team. This is abundant leadership in action.